Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning into Expressing You with Cornelia, a weekly show about feeling your way into wholeness. For men and women, processing our emotions is our way to freedom, and taking ownership for how you feel is the first step. We invite you to sit back and listen, take notes, or if you would like to ask a question, please call 1-877-296-0345. Cornelia also does sessions by phone or Skype. For more information, go to www.corneliadengel.com.
Hello, and welcome to Expressing You. I'm your host, Cornelia Dengel. Thank you for tuning in to Expressing You. This is a show about feeling your way into wholeness for men and women. Processing our emotions and feeling our feelings is our way to freedom. Feeling our feelings is healing them, and taking ownership for how you feel is the first step. If you give yourself permission to feel everything and giving your feelings a voice, the need to judge anything vanishes. Because all feelings want to be acknowledged. They want to be acknowledged, they want to be felt, and they want to be loved. And doing the investigative process will honor that. Processing your emotions. You can find out more about how to process your emotions at CorneliaDengel.com. There's an article there on Emotions 101, and you can also download the processing technique. It's free. The questions on any given subject or any time that you feel triggered emotionally will start the self-inquiry, and you can ask your question about what is this about for you and what does this bring up for you. So check out the processing technique. It's free and ready for you to download. Today we invite you to sit back, listen, and you can also take notes. You can also call in if you're experiencing and you're stuck in a shift right now, or you might have some pain and you want to move through something. You can call at 1-877-296-0345, and we'll be happy to take your question. I'm so excited about my guest today, Susan Glavin. She is a dear friend of mine and definitely a game changer on the planet. Welcome to the show, Susan. Thank you, Connie. I'm so excited to be here. As I was telling you earlier, I'm so excited that I had to do a little dance for about 15 minutes before I got on this call. And I just want to really thank you for the opportunity. And I am so grateful for the moment in Miami when we met, because there are no mistakes in life, are there?
There aren't. And, you know, this was part of my intro, because I was going to tell the audience that you and I met in Miami when we were both looking for passion, right? And we took the passion test certification together. We became passion test coaches. And, you know, and then we both found out that we were living so close to each other. You were and still are living in the Portland, Vancouver area. And I'm about 4 hours away from you, right outside of Vancouver, B.C.
Yes,
and
honey,
so here we are, you know, we've come together and we've danced in this circle together, you and I, evolving these last 5 years and really connecting in deep friendship. And we've also witnessed each other go through this huge transformational cycle, right? Releasing everything that all the limiting beliefs, releasing emotions, core wounding, and we've witnessed deaths in our family, births in our family, right? Relationships ending and beginning, and sisterhood between us, and growing and evolving into these amazing, powerful women that we are today.
Hallelujah. That's what I have to say to that. Yes, and it's been amazing. I tell you, we could write a book about our adventures and our journey together and how we've been able to, start circles, be leaders in circles, be
students in circles and really the beautiful evolution, as you said, of our lives. I think it's just extraordinary. And I couldn't
really amazing how passion connected us. And even though we're not really doing passion test certifications anymore, we're now living our lives passionate. Now we're living our lives in passion, both of us, right?
Absolutely, with strong passion and, you know, intention and purpose. Absolutely.
Right.
And I think this evolution, everything we've gone through, for me, definitely has gotten me to the place where I am crystal clear about what my soul song is here. And I'm so grateful to be able to be here with you today to share that in my experiences.
Great. I'm looking forward to let the audience know, you know, more about, I mean, you live your life just, you know, you're always inspired. You're such an inspirational woman with such a huge heart, and you're so passionate. And your passion is to assist others to be the greatest expression of who they can be. And you're so passionate about it, and you're living it in your everyday life. And I just really wanted to thank you for the work that you're doing and how you're living your life and what an inspiration that you are. And right now, at this time on the planet, it's such an amazing time to be alive and to be here and to be on the leading edge of creation.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Do you see that this time period that we're in right now, what do you see, Susan, that this time period is really all about?
Wow, let me see if I can, well, you know what I believe, what I truly believe that is, if you are on the planet right now during this most extraordinary evolutionary time, that you are a master. And that's something that I want everyone to really hear when I say that, because I truly believe that. I think it is imperative that we know that, and that we love and accept our humanity completely. I think that that's the key for me, and what I've experienced, the key for me is that to really love and accept all of myself, and that has probably been one of the biggest gifts, is to really accept and love my humanity, because I believe that when we can do that, it's like Spirit, our beloved, the divine, is there. It's always there. It's not something that we have to seek. And I think the thing is that I think that it's important for us to kind of redirect ourselves and really embrace our humanity. And that's all the darkness that we think we have. It's the parts of our selves that we're trying to pluck out that really just want to be loved and integrated into who we are, which is our wholeness. And I think that the time now is so extraordinary, and it's, again, imperative that we discover and sing what our soul is wanting to sing into the world, to really express who we are, truly who we are, you know, who we really are, with all our warts and all the things that we are, and we are everything, and it's okay. And I think that that's one of the biggest challenges people have. They have to put these covers up and hide and conceal themselves because they're afraid. They're afraid to be judged. They're afraid to be criticized, you know. And I think it's really time to just really own fully who we are so that we can bring that into the world, because it's really needed right now. And everybody's expression, everybody's destiny is needed and wanted.
Yeah. Yes, and you know, in your statement, you had also said that you believe that your thoughts and your feelings and where we put our focus and our attention on is the driving force behind what we create and what we manifest and experience in our lives, right? And so if we're focusing on the negativity, then that's what we're going to recreate, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, I think the first step there is to start being conscious of the thoughts, and that might be the most challenging for people, because we go through life and that dialogue is just running all the time, and a lot of times we're not even aware of it.
And so the first step I say to people is to really, you know, to become conscious of that dialogue. Okay, that dialogue's there. The next thing, when that dialogue, usually when you have a thought, especially one that is an I am not thought, which is comes from a place of fear, lack, or scarcity in most cases, is to become aware of that and then acknowledge it. Okay, just be aware of the thought. Once you acknowledge the thought, okay, and notice that it's there, you can say thank you to it, which has no resistance at all to it. Okay, there's no resistance. Or when you see it, you stop it so that you don't take that thought. You know, when you have a thought and you follow it through, sometimes it'll take you to places you can't even imagine that are so dark. So if you say thank you to it, it stops the resistance, okay, which is great. And I myself notice when I have one of those really disempowering thoughts that I will immediately feel a sensation in my body. There'll be some kind of reaction in my body somewhere. So what I do when I have that is to go right into that feeling and to allow that feeling to be there, to bring it to the forefront. You know, because once we can bring it to the forefront in a really kind and loving way, because everybody has these thoughts. You know, we think sometimes we're the only ones that have these thoughts. Everybody has them. So if we can really be kind and gentle to ourselves as we go through this process and awaken to the thoughts that we're having and the feelings, the sensations that we have in our body. And once we do that, those are able to dissolve. That energy, that denser frequency, remember, energy is energy. It's not good, bad, right, or wrong. It's just what is. And once you can bring that to the forefront and just be aware of it, it starts to dissolve. It doesn't have the power over you any longer.
Right. So once you voice it out loud and once you bring your consciousness to it, it loses its power.
Absolutely. And then, you know, if you have a real powerful I am not this, and so once I do that and give myself the ability to feel it and really bring it to the forefront, then I have a powerful I am statement that I reinforce that with. You know, whatever it is, like, oh, you know, you can't afford to have that. And then I feel what that feels like in the body, that sensation of lack and scarcity, wherever that is. Allow that, bring that to the forefront, and then say, I am always in possession of all the money I need for whatever I need and desire. You know, that's when my I am sort of follow it up with, and it just kind of creates those new neurotransmitters, you know. It just helps bring into the subconscious mind something much more powerful.
Right, right. So how you've been on this transformational path for a while. How did that start? How did that personal transformational journey start in your life?
Wow. I think I came into the world and I hit the ground running, as Esther Hicks would say. Yeah, with a lot of childhood, you know, all the abuses, you know, we all have a story. So, and I tell you one thing, I wouldn't change a minute of it. You know, it's really allowed me to be and evolve into the person I am today. And I'm grateful for everything. And what I did, so what was the real driver for me was that I thought I was broken. I thought I was bad, literally. You know, that's what I was, that's why I went seeking. You know, I went seeking a way to fix this broken me. So that's really how it started. And I started with TM, Transcendental Meditation. That was the first thing I did. Then I did the S training with Landmark Education, which I did everything they did. I took, you know, two or three years in that. I have been on this journey, Connie, of trying to fix this broken me for about 37 years. And so that's how that started, and it's been an incredible journey. And I can see now, looking back, it's been the perfect path for me. And so now how I shift that, when I say to people, I said, whatever you're seeking is already seeking you. And so for me, it was like I finally just got to stop and go, wow, okay, instead of you being one of the people getting fixed, you now get to share your experience to those that are waiting to hear your story, you know, waiting to hear the experience that that you've had, and maybe that can impact their life some way. So I shifted it totally from fixing this to how can I be of service, you know, which is one of the really powerful things for me. Yeah.
And it really comes down to, you know, we always teach what we need to learn, right? We become the student and the teacher in different at different points and times, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, one thing I really have to say about myself is I have always been very courageous, and I realized that came from vulnerability. You know, courage really, I think courage is vulnerability. And the willingness to listen, because I am so divinely guided. I love that, and I'm so grateful and blessed by the divine guidance that I receive daily, every moment by moment by moment. And I think that's the most important for people to know. And what I teach people, I say, listen, you have all the answers. They're all there. And you just need to take a minute and slow down and ask. You know, for me, I ask a lot when I'm confused or there's something I'm not sure about, and sometimes I command it. I command to know because I think it's important for me to know that. I think it's important for all of us to have clarity in our life about what our soul purpose is here. And so I think we absolutely can command that, you know, and get the answers for that. I mean, I went on a walk just a couple weeks ago, and it was so great. I had a question. I said, all right, God, this is what I say to God. You can say beloved, divine, whatever works for you is great. But I said, okay, here's the question. I'm confused. Do we have a destiny, or are we creating our life moment by moment? I mean, I wanted to know. And so I did my walk. You know, had my rest of the day and did all the things I did. And later that night, I sat down and watched a movie. It was called The Lucky One, a sweet little movie and wonderful. But it was at the end of the movie, I was sitting there, and all of a sudden the fellow says, he says, we all have a destiny, but not everybody has the courage to follow it.
Right.
And it was just like, oh, the hair was standing. It was such clarity for me. And so that's what I mean when you can ask, you can command to have clarity on what it is that you're here to do. It's absolutely something that you love. You can guarantee that. You know, it's something that you love, that you're really passionate about, that you're enthusiastic about it, that really fills you up. You can always guarantee that that's what's going to happen. And then you just get to allow the answers to come.
You have to be willing to see them, too, like you thought through the movie. You could have heard it in a meditation or somebody else, but this you saw the answer. You received your answer. Yeah.
Yes. And absolutely.
So
and we can get those messages from anybody.
Pardon?
We can get those messages from anyone.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just got it on a movie. Like, you're right. A friend could say something. You get a clear voice in your meditation. I think it's just so great to, you know, to just open yourself up to that possibility.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did you discover your soul song? How did that come about for you?
Wow. Well, you know, the first experience I had about this, and it's definitely evolved, I was doing work with Landmark Education in the 80s, about 1984 or something like that. And we were at a huge weekend course in Seattle, and one of the speakers, leaders of the weekend was on the stage. And I remember standing really close to the stage. We were all standing up together, all the participants. There were over 100 people there. And he was speaking. And in a moment, I had an experience of his magnificence. And at that same moment that I experienced it in him, I experienced it in myself. It was that quick. It was something I will never forget. And I knew in that moment that that's what I was going to do. I was going to show people or support and inspire people to know their magnificence. So that really, that was the initial, you know, thing that happened to me. And then, of course, there's so many amazing things that have happened in my life. And how I started the Soul Song Circles, how this evolved was, this was about 3.5 years ago, and I was sitting in my meditation seat, as I do most days, and just into my meditation about 15 minutes, and all of a sudden this voice said to me, gather women at your home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I went, seriously? I mean, that was my response, seriously? It was kind of funny. I'm like, really? And then after that, it was like every month for a year. And I was like, right. I mean, I was just totally not open at that moment to this. I was like, kind of in like, are you kidding me? But I knew, Connie, that the voice was so clear and so, you know, like I knew that this was something I needed to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. I actually had a hot yoga class after that. And as I was laying on my mat in Savasana, I got the name of it. It was called Join Abundance Circles.
Mm-hmm.
And I went home and sent out invitation. And that's how I didn't even know what I was going to do. I knew nothing. And that's one thing I want people to really know, is when you have a desire and you get the hit, you don't have to figure out how it's going to happen. All you have to do is say yes.
And
you, everything will come into place for you. Everything. And that's pretty much what happened with me. The first day that I was going to have the gathering, once again, I was in my meditation seat. And it was so incredible, Connie, because my mother, who had passed, and both of my grandmothers were there. And they were like, all excited, like cheering me on. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? I go, something big's going to happen. And I had instructed the women that were coming to bring something for the altar. We were going to create an altar together. And right after I did my meditation, my sister called and she said, hey, what are you going to put on the altar? She said, I was thinking about bringing mom's ring, Vovo's cross, rosary and grandma's cross. And it was just like, oh my gosh. So it was just the synchronicities. And the first day of that circle, when I passed around the talking wand, and by the time it got around to me, I was so clear about what this was about. I mean, I had tears rolling down my face about a sacred place where women could be heard, honored, and cherished. That's what needed to happen. And then what evolved over that three-year period of time, and what I saw, what happened in women's lives that continued with the circle, it was miraculous. And out of that, I created the Soul Song Circle course, because it was time. I got the hit again. It was time to bring it out into the world.
Susan, I know you're doing amazing work with these circles, and it's just evolved and expanded. We actually have a caller in the queue. Jay has a question. So let's
open up the line
and allow Jay to come in and ask a question. Hello, Jay. Hello?
Come on, Jay.
There we go.
There we go.
It's great to listen to your show regarding your guest and what she has to share with expressing yourself. It's interesting now that Circle is hosting, and well, it was really interesting getting people just to speak their voice, let alone just, you know, sing something too. I just wondered, do you have any creative ways to actually do that in your circles too, to get people, you know, moving the energy and speaking their truth, you know, especially inside of a circle where it's more, more private, more sacred. I just wondered, have any ways to do that? Thanks.
So Jay, are you hosting circles now?
Yeah, it's hosted one right now, and it was just being what the energy was like, and it was really interesting. People were there from university, didn't, you know, they're in their heads, but getting people just to speak their voices up, because mostly we had women in the circle too, so.
Oh, Jay, well, congratulations for you. I'm just so excited. So when you gather in your circle, do you set like a sacred space for people so that they feel safe?
Well, yeah, it was actually, we did that too, yeah.
Great. And so one of the things that I do is I have people actually stand up and, you know, share what their intention is for, you know, the circle. Why are they there? I ask them why they're there. And then I have them say their name, and then I have them sing their name. And I'll tell you why I do that, because it totally busts them through, gets them out of their head. You know, they can just forget about making a mistake or looking foolish or saying something dumb, okay, because they can get to sing their name right off. And it's a wonderful way just to break any energy of, you know, any resistance or fear or anything like that in the room.
Hmm. Yeah, that's very interesting. Now, we actually was doing it through drumming and singing, eh? And people are really shy about singing, eh? But, yeah.
Yes, they are. And I'm telling you, Jay, I just did a four-hour workshop at a really great bookstore, spiritual bookstore here in Portland. And these were all new people. There were men and women. I usually host them for just women. And mm-hmm. I'm going to have actually a circle, a two-day course in May that's men and women. And it was so super because I had people do that, and they were they scared to death in their chairs? Absolutely. But you know what? Everybody did it, and they loved it, and it was great. It just opened up the whole room. So I would say for you, Jay, is really hold the space for that. And you get to do it first.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I do.
You get to do it.
Does that answer your question, Jay? Because we're kind of running short on time.
Yeah, I just do. I'll maybe contact you through your website. But thanks so much for your information. And yeah, I close the show in about 4 minutes. So, yes, I know about holding space there too. So thank you again.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks,
Jay. Good luck with your circle.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. It's amazing how fast this show goes by, Susan.
I know.
Like we have about 3 minutes left, and I really didn't even get to ask you all the questions that I wanted to ask you, so I'm going to just have to ask you to come back.
I would love to come back and be with you.
So I would love to, yeah, definitely we'll have you come back, and maybe what we can do is have you come back the last week in April, because that would be the perfect time. So right now, why don't we tell the listeners where they can get a hold of you if they want to join one of your amazing circles, the creator of the Soul Song Circle, that where they can find out more about that.
Oh, absolutely. You can go to www.susanglavin.com, and my email is susan@susanglavin.com. That's for you, Jay, too, because if you have any more questions, I'd love to talk to you further about that. You know, we could have a private conversation because I really support you in your circles. And, yes, absolutely, you can go there. And I just want to thank you, Connie, so much for who you are mm-hmm. in the world, who you are in my life, and one thing I know about you, sister, is you walk the talk. And I am, you know, gratitude just doesn't quite have the full punch of how I want to acknowledge who you are in the world. So I wanted to say that. I want to thank everybody who's on the call that's supporting this. And I do hope that something I said and that Connie said somehow impacted your life in some way and brought some new awareness to you. And remember this. You are a master here.
I'd say you're on fire now. So to close off this, how do you use the power of energy?
How do I use the power of energy?
Yeah.
I use the power of energy through my thoughts, the really powerful thoughts that I have, and I have those two along with the disempowering ones, but I focus more on those. I use those through my feelings, the vibration that I get when I think those thoughts, and I get those thoughts a lot using my imagination. I think our imagination is one of the biggest gifts God ever gave us.
I think we're going to close with this, Susan. Thank you so much for being here. And what I know about you is how amazingly authentic you are, a powerful woman with a huge heart and full of integrity.
Thank you so much for who you are. I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye. Okay.
Feeling emotionally balanced is a key to feeling good. Thank you for listening and feeling your feelings. Each week, you will come away with practical tools, inspiration, and empowerment. Would you like to schedule an empowerment session? Go to www.corneliadengel.com. Feeling it is healing it.